Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Last time on The End of Time and Other Bothers.
There's a sign, and it reads, The Final Inn.
Not much happened since the Oracle stopped speaking.
The Oracle stopped speaking?
This is the first I've heard of this.
I'm the goddess of the moon, of course! Please!
Of course you are!
The world is out of balance, partly because of your meddling. But you are traveling to see the Oracle, which just happens to be the temple of the Old One.
Frog sort of people, they call themselves the Slod.
Oh, the Wardens of the New Moon, they call themselves. They are evil.
And the room just resets and all the food is gone.
Oh.
It's cobwebs.
Joe?
You see a skeleton laying on the bed.
Oh, Joe.
Hi, Chicken Hut.
And the door opens and you see the Minotaur.
I'm the one who told the Shattering. I'm sorry, Nanka.
I saved you. I tried to help you. This is all because of you.
It's not. You have to come with me. We only have a small window to fix this. But someone needs to reach the Oracle.
My three, take care of yourselves. Take care of each other.
You are going with the Minotaur and leaving us here?
Let's go forth, Team Fairy.
Okay, I'm the new leader. Let's go.
I think there's something in my shoe.
Other than your foot, what could there possibly be in your shoe?
Like a stolen or something? I don't know, it's kind of pokey.
Well, all right, just stop for a second and take it out.
Everybody, hold party. Shoe inspection. Oh, no, it's all good. Shoe back on. Let's move forward, party.
Okay, let's go.
Moving forward.
Oh, it's still hurt. There's still something pokey. Okay, everyone hold. Wait a second.
Stopping.
Take my shoe off, and this time I'm going to take my sock off. No, there's nothing there. I don't get it. Oh, well. Party forward.
Here we go.
Now my other foot hurts.
Do you want to check your other shoe?
No, I'm sure it's fine. I'm sure it's nothing.
All right, very good.
You know what? I think we probably should, though, because it'll bother me if I don't check it, and it turns out to be something, and... I mean, you only get a little infection in the bottom of your foot when you're walking for a long time, and then it'll slow everyone down later. So it's probably better time management-wise if we stop now and I take a look.
Time management-wise, you could have checked four times during that sentence. Just check your shoe.
Okay. Party hold. No, there's nothing in there. That's so funny. What is it when you think there's something wrong and then the
psychosomatic?
Yeah, psychosomatic stone in my shoe.
That's what it is.
Yeah, psychosomatic stone in my shoe.
Let's go. Let's
PSS.
Keep walking.
Okay, here we go. Party forward.
Are those even your shoes?
Oh, wait. You know, these aren't my shoes.
What?
Yeah, no, my shoes are a different color than this. These aren't my shoes.
These are Joe's shoes. You're wearing Joe's shoes.
I think you're right. I'll head back. We should all head back, actually. And I'll change them out for my shoes, and then we can get going again. It won't take that long.
You stole Joe's shoes?
Well, I didn't steal Joe's shoes. I just put on a pair of shoes that were next to where my shoes were, and they kind of fit.
I don't know if we have time to go back and get his shoes.
Look, we've only been on the road for like a minute and a half. We've got a long way to go. Let's just head back, get the shoes, and then we can go again.
I think Blad should get the shoes. You're going to get distracted by raccoons
again. I'm not
going to
get distracted. There's a raccoon. Where's the raccoon?
Oh, gosh.
I never got to talk to the raccoon. I mean,
okay, go get the shoes, Blad. We'll wait here.
Fine. Blad flies off towards the final end.
So how you doing, Darcy?
How did you even think those were your shoes? They look like old man shoes.
Yeah, but I never look down a lot. And when I look down, I can't always see my shoes because I've got a bit of a belly. And
ugh, brother. We're never going to get to this oracle.
I'm sure we'll get there.
All right. Here are your shoes.
Oh, that was quick.
Okay.
Roderick says hello.
Oh, how is Roderick?
I don't care. Just keep
moving.
Okay.
No, we got to put the new shoes on. Hold on. Let me sit. Get these off. Put these back on and wiggle around. Okay, that's better. Okay, can you take Joe's shoes back?
Lat takes Joe's shoes from Egerton, holds them in his hands, and they burst into flame.
Well, that was kind of rude.
It's fine.
Well, what's Joe going to walk around on now?
Trust me, Joe has nothing to worry about walking-wise any longer.
What does that mean? I mean, he was very up and moving around.
Your shoes are on the wrong feet.
Okay, priority hold.
The End of Time and Other Bothers, an improvised fantasy role-playing game set in the world of Alba Salix. Your game master is Sean Howard, with players Carter Siddle, Marisa King, and Michael Howie. Episode 10, Journey to the Temple, Part 3.
We open in the suburbs. Green grass, cobbled streets. It's a hot day with a nice breeze, and an orderly is walking past us, past a sign into a large building with two wings, and the sign reads, "The Rusty Scabbard." And beneath it, in small print, it reads, "Oxidized, but not forgotten." And as the orderly goes to open the door, an older demon man shambles out, bumbling and apologizing and using a walker, and passes out into the street. And the camera's torn. Do we go inside? But then it turns and follows this older half-demon who, once he gets about 500 feet out of sight of the old age home, he tosses aside the walker and starts humming to himself as he heads towards his destination, which is a coffee shop on the corner.
I'm going to eat half-decent food. I'm going to eat half-decent food. No more old man slap. Hello?
Hello. Welcome. You have to order up here.
Oh, I'm terribly sorry. I haven't done this in a while. I live in a home.
Oh, yes, I remember you. Bruce?
Blatt.
Blatt, I'm so sorry.
It's
yes.
Close.
Yes.
It's close.
Welcome. Please, what can I get you? We have a line of mochas, coffees, semi-sweet sweets.
It's too much to choose from. All right. My good woman, here's what I want. I want you to bring me something they would not serve in an old folks' home. Something good. You know, real. That's not gray slop. Just okay. Something okay. Here.
Okay. Yes.
Right.
Oh. Okay.
In front of me.
Do they serve pudding? I have this lovely pudding.
We're drowning in pudding. No, give me something.
Scones.
I don't even know what that is. Bring that out.
Okay.
Bring scones out.
Here. I'll get you. Would you like it heated up, lukewarm,
cold? Oh. They never ask us any of that. It's just, here's your slap, and...
Heat it up then?
Yeah. No. Wait. I think I can do that.
Oh, okay.
Just bring me a scone.
Here you go, sir. And what would you like to drink? We have mint mocha,
not
carob mocha.
Not home drink.
Not home drink.
What do they not serve in the home?
Oh, do they serve coffee mochas?
I don't know what that is.
Sort of our specialty. I'll make a small one up for
okay,
you.
Okay, here we go. Just going to hold this scone in my hands and think really hard.
Here you go, sir. Here's the mocha.
It's happening.
Oh,
it's something happening.
On, is something on fire. Oh, I think I left the toaster on. I'll be right back.
Still got it.
Oh, hi there, Vlad. How are you doing, buddy? What are you doing?
Oh, the alarm's going off. Sorry.
No, that's with this.
My scout. My scout.
Oh, did someone let him try and heat up his own food?
You
let him heat up his own food. You can't
can
let him heat
still
up his
do
own
it.
Food.
I still got it.
Yeah, you sure do, buddy. Why don't you go have a seat? I'll get you a nice hot scone.
Madam, I'm terribly sorry about the scone. I'm from the future, you know.
Oh, okay. Yes, we're all from the future, Vlad.
Are you paying for?
Yeah, I'll take care of that. So I'll have a black coffee with 8 sugar.
Yeah.
And can I also get 7 pleather creams?
Yes.
And I'll have a scone heated, all right, with some black pepper on it, if you can.
Black pepper. On the scone.
On the scone, yes.
Oh, so a savory scone.
Sure.
Okay.
And we'll have that. All right, and we'll just be over here. Bring that over when it's ready, please. Blatt, old fellow, how are you doing? I'm so glad you were able to get away.
I'm eating a scone.
Well, you're eating what was a scone, yes, and we've got another one coming.
They don't serve these in the home.
No, they don't, after what you did to the scone machine, but that's okay. That's why we don't say the B word anymore. So, how are you? What's been new?
Well, yesterday they bathed me.
That's nice. Did they get both sides?
Let me check.
Oh, yeah, okay, so maybe we'll just tie the robe closed. We'll keep that closed.
No, I think I'm good. I'm clean on both sides.
I can see that. Everyone in here can see that, Blatt. Why don't you close the robe over?
Here's your coffee, sir.
Thank you.
Is he okay?
Oh, he's just fine. He's having a good time. Thanks so
much.
Oh, wait,
another customer just came in. I'll be back.
Okay.
Oh, Egerton. Sorry, I just got my gear here. Let me just wheel it over.
All right, welcome.
Put that there.
You slide in next to me.
I put the mic right here, the mics. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Is this Blatt?
This Blatt? Blatt?
I'm eating a scone.
Yes, and this is my friend.
Rando, hi.
Rando.
Hi, nice to meet you, Blatt. I'm really honored. I've been hearing all about your tales, and I got really excited when Egerton said we could hear both of you together today.
Yeah, I thought it would be a lot of fun, Blatt. We'll talk about our adventures in the past.
I'm clean on both sides.
Yes, well, you don't need to show, though.
I'm sorry. I did it again.
So, Blatt, Rando here is going to make us famous. Everyone in Farloria reads his blog.
No, not everyone yet. But I'm hoping, you know, it's
yes,
growing.
We're hopeful. It's everyone. And they'll tell all of their friends. And then even more of everyone will read the blog.
Okay, so let me
it's going to be so much fun. And then everyone in all of Farloria is going to know about our adventures.
Oh, nobody believes me when I tell a story.
I believe you, Blatt.
Well, you were there. Here, let's see if he believes me. Rando.
Yes.
My friend and I are actually from centuries in your future.
Yes, he's told me.
Well, all right then. Let's begin.
Okay, so I guess I'll recoup where you got us to, Egerton, so far.
Okay.
So I think where we are, Blatt, is Egerton has just saved the day and fought off the witch and the goddess of the moon at the inn. And then led you valiantly past some chicken hut on your way to see what is it? It's the Oracle of, or Oracle Idris?
Yes, Idris the Oracle. Remember, do you remember Idris Blatt? Idris after the chicken house?
That you slayed.
Yes, I slayed the chicken house valiantly.
Slayed? You couldn't slay anything. In the future time, he worked as a public relations expert, want to use the E word, around him, I definitely would not.
Wasn't he the head of public relations?
The head of public? No, he was a flunky. At least I knew I was a flunky, but I was happy with that.
So Blatt, he's old. He gets a little confused sometimes. That's okay. Some of the details may be a bit hazy. We'll go over it afterwards and help you sort out some of the details he missed.
Okay, so you left us in our last session where you were on the path to this temple, and you said there were these slad.
The slad.
So I believe you are in front with your giant sword.
Yes, do you remember my giant sword, Blatt?
Well, what I remember is that, who used to actually take care of business was our good friend Darvin. Remember Darvin? He was gray, wasn't he? Darvin also came from the future, like us.
Darvin? I don't have a Darvin.
No, he means Darcy, who was my aide-de-camp.
Yes, yes.
But I don't like talking about Darcy after what happened between us. It was a very torrid affair, and I feel
you
maybe...
You and Darvin? I'll admit, back then, I thought maybe I would have a chance with Darvin, but you... But all you did was chew on fairy cakes. That was all you did. Me, I learned I had this special ability where a metal tube would appear in my hand.
Don't say the B word.
If I said a certain word.
If he said the word bazooka
I'm
really
going
loud,
to say the word
no,
now.
No, don't say the word.
Banana!
Okay, that was close.
What's supposed to happen?
It was supposed to... I haven't done it in so long, that might not be the word.
So maybe, Brad, you could tell me what you remember. It was a hot day, I'm told, and you were heading on the way to the temple.
I remember there was a beautiful woman who called herself the Goddess of the Moon, and she made us breakfast. And that is the least surprising part of this story. We had to walk a great distance because the chicken house left and took a very unreliable witch with her. She was dating a man who looked like a bull, who told us he was responsible for the end of time. Dear Lord, I do sound like a rambling, crazy person. How does this make any sense?
I was in front with the sword.
Okay.
Darcy was behind me.
Yeah.
She was a little afraid, but, you know, I was protecting her.
Yeah.
And then Blatt was in the back with his bazooka, making sure nothing snuck up on us.
Guys, wait up! It's been so long. My legs hurt and you won't let me eat a fairy cake.
Hurry up. We have to get to this oracle.
Besides, we've been walking for 7 minutes.
It's just so hot outside and I didn't bring any extra water and you won't let me eat the fairy cakes. And I just maybe a little bit and it'll give me a pop so I can keep going.
We gave you 3 canteens of water. You drank them in 7 minutes.
Yeah, but...
You drank my canteen of water?
Well, you don't need water, Blatt. You'll just turn into steam, right?
Well, I am half human. See, Darcy, this is why I appreciate that you're here. You're really the reason why any of this works. You're so important to me, Darcy. I'm never going to forget you.
Gee, Blatt, that's a really nice thing to say.
Well, I'm sorry, just spending too much time with this other one. I tend to go a little bit crazy. I'm just glad that you're here.
Halt there! Halt!
So ahead of you, you all freeze on this path, I assume, and ahead of you, out of the brush, steps a slod. You see a hooded figure. You see shiny red skin, hulking, large, humanoid, but with what you could only refer to as maybe toad-like features in the face and long arms that go all the way to the ground that end in red claws that are quite long. And on the robe is emblazoned a moon. And this is where, Blatt, you are going to do a spout lore roll.
Going to spout some lore once I roll a
more
7.
Than 4.
Oh, that would have been a good one.
So this would be, do you get an intelligence bonus? Roll plus intelligence?
That would be a 1. So I have an 8.
So I will tell you something interesting, probably not useful.
Sounds like my entire educational experience. Here's an interesting fact that will do you no good later on in life.
You recognize the slod as demon brethren.
Halt! Who goes there?
It is I, a fellow red-skinned traveler. We're actually trying to
get to a vacation spot not too far from here. Perhaps you can help us out. It's some sort of a temple, perhaps?
You go to our temple?
Well, I didn't realize it was your temple. But we seem to be similar, perhaps distant cousins of some kind. Would it be so bad if I and these two other non-red-skinned people came to visit your temple?
You must come to the temple.
Now we must come to the temple. So before it seemed like you didn't want us to come to the temple, but now we must come to the temple.
Darcy, you sense movement on both sides of the trail in the forest, and you catch a sight of a hooded figure moving beside you, and you sense other movement on the other side.
I think we're being surrounded.
I grip my stick tightly and hide behind Darcy.
So is there a faster way to get to the temple? The other fellow here, he's been complaining about the walking.
Yes, we will carry you to the temple.
Did he say carry us to the temple or kill us to the temple?
Well, see, I don't think kill us to the temple is grammatically correct.
It's not.
I heard gill us to the temple.
Sir, did you say you would carry us to the temple?
Yes!
See, it's carry us to the temple. That
That's very nice
sense.
Of them. I was a little afraid at first, but they seem quite kind.
Kneel on the ground and put your hands behind your head.
That doesn't sound so kind.
Is this a helpful carrying to the temple, or are we being... Oh, are we being captured?
Are we being sacrificed?
Is there going to be snacks?
I will carry you to the temple.
This
okay.
is the fastest way to get to the temple. I think we
sir,
can just...
Sir, I
the
am...
The name is Faf.
Faf?
Faf.
Faf.
Faf, yes.
Faf.
Faf, yes.
He's Faf.
Kneel on the ground, put your hands behind your head.
Well, again, I don't see why we need to kneel on the ground and put our hands behind our head, but fine. It'll get us to the temple faster.
I kneel and put my hands behind my head.
I kneel and put my hands behind my head.
I kneel and put my hands behind my
Grisha,
head.
Grisha, put them on the pole!
And they're bringing two large poles in, and the slab demons are coming around with rope.
I don't like this.
I want to be put on a pole.
I don't want to be pulled.
Faith.
They all halt immediately. They stop.
Is it truly necessary to tie us to poles and carry us as if we're yesterday's groceries?
Hmm. You may fight one of us.
I didn't want to start a fight. Why am I starting? Can't we just settle this like mature, red-skinned gentlemen? My two friends and I do not wish to be tied to a pole. Do you have a wagon of some sort that we may travel in?
We have the pole.
Just poles, not much.
Or you may fight us all. We give you the honor of demonhood, one at a time.
Wait, I thought he just had to fight one of you. Now he has to fight all of you?
Yes.
Okay, Blatt, we'll be over here.
Okay. Wait, what? No, it's all. I'm going to go over here and hide behind this rock.
Darcy, quick, over here.
Go, Team Blatt.
All right, gentlemen, I see that perhaps.
Hold on a second. Raspo? Yes. Do you want to fight him to the death as a demon born? No. Okay. Grisha? Yes. Do you want to fight him to the death as a demon born? Okay. Very good. Grisha will be the first to fight you.
And one of them starts taking off their robe, and their arms are quite long, but they're quite humanoid and very demon born, and very long claws.
This is Grisha. Glitha, meet.
Blatt, pleased to meet you.
They all take a step back when you say your name.
It is he! Very well. Glitha, meet Blatt, the Chosen.
Did he say Chosen?
I think he said Chosen. If he's the Chosen, why are you fighting him?
Because he won't get on the pole.
Well, if I am indeed chosen, and for what I am certain I do not know, I don't see why I need to travel by pole. Now, all right. If we're to fight, let me just do one little thing first. It's a two-step process.
Grisha, attack!
Glytha charges you.
Oh, Glytha.
And pretty fast as a lumbering, like, she's using her hands and her feet and charging, and the claws are, like, I'd say about 5 inches long.
Bazooka!
Okay, and as you call bazooka, you need to roll Defy Danger. There is an incoming slad, Warden of the New Moon, with glistening claws.
That's a 10.
That's a Damn. Natural 10.
So what's your dex? Anyway, it doesn't matter. You succeed. That is a full success. What do you want to have happen?
As the bazooka fills my hand, I flip the bazooka up, end over end, and connect with her chin as she charges at me.
Roll your damage, which is D8.
Oh, one.
So you clock Glytha good, and she goes flying backwards, lands on her back, and all of the slot around you go, wonka, 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 and she starts getting up and turns, hissing at you, and is about to attack.
I then flip my bazooka back around the other way and fire at a tree outside of the group.
Okay, let's roll volley.
6 plus my dex, 7.
That's barely. Okay, so the missile zooms out, hits a tree. The tree goes up in a big ball of flame, but she takes that moment to actually swipe with her long arm at you as she, like, moves around to your side. And you're going to take 7 hit points of damage.
So she clocks me really good.
Yeah, but they all are now turned. They almost don't see that. The rest of them all turn to watch this tree explode into flame. And they're all going,
Woompa, 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 the chosen, Woompa, Woompa, Woompa.
Woompa, 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 Black, get up. I'm distracting them for you. Woompa.
Stop Woompa-ing.
Oh, sorry. All right, as you can see, I can make things explode. Now, you may be large and powerful, but maybe we can call it a draw. Or
to the death!
Defy danger, she's coming for you.
6.
So she just tackles you, and you just halfway through Vlad's speech, he's just like taken out by a bus, and he goes flying backwards and ends up in a tangle on the ground, and the slat is on top of you, hissing, and is basically going to try and bite you. What do you want to do?
Try to get the bazooka into her mouth.
Let's roll defy. Let's roll defy danger.
Biting from happening. 7.
Okay, so you managed to get the bazooka into her mouth, but she actually just crimps down on it, and it literally just crimps it into a piece of flat metal in the middle. And she's just hissing, and the venom coming out of her mouth is dripping down on you, and it's acidic. Do you have any natural against acid? I don't remember.
The only natural thing I have against acid is... Oh, yes, I see it written here. Just avoid acid.
Okay, so you take another 2 hit points of damage as the acid's coming down on your chest.
Was that acid?
I think that was it. He looks pretty hurt. Wait. I have an idea.
Okay.
Blat! Open wide! I reach into my bag and take out a fairy ball and throw it as hard as I can towards Blatt's mouth from behind the rock.
As in a fairy cake shaped like a ball?
Yes, like those little snowballs you get at Christmas.
Roll volley. You're going to have
coconut on it.
So this would be a volley with a plus dex.
With a plus dex. 11.
Oh my God.
So literally... Egerton stands up, winds up, and throws a fairy cake right down your mouth and all the way down your throat. You don't even get to chew it. Roll fairy cakes.
Rolling fairy cakes. This is plus wisdom, I believe.
You should be rolling. Yeah. Plus wisdom.
Plus wisdom. That is 10.
Wow.
Just barely.
What's the healing on it?
The healing, it is D8. Heal them D8 plus wisdom. So that was successful. So D8.
Do you have a wisdom bonus?
It's a 10. That is 11.
You get 11 hit points back.
I'm
sort of picturing the Popeyes thing where the spinach goes right down his throat and your whole body like goes boom, boom, in your arms.
Egerton, I'm impressed.
So
that was
am
a
I.
really good throw.
I don't know what happened.
Another combatant has entered.
One of the slads
starts taking their robe off and approaching Egerton.
I did not actually enter. I stayed back.
There is a second contestant in the battle.
There is. Okay. All right.
And that slad is now charging. And the slad on top of you, Glitha, is trying to get the metal out of her mouth so she can chomp down on your shoulder.
Just shoving my now crunched bazooka further into her.
Okay. Roll Defy Danger. You're basically just trying to keep her from biting you. Okay.
6 plus dex.
She bites
7.
All the way through it and then comes down and chomps right down on your shoulder.
Oh!
For D8 plus, that's 6 damage. And do you have armor, by the way? You don't.
No.
Okay, so that is 6 damage.
He has a button-down white dress shirt.
So you see the slad demon bite right down into his chest, like right on his shoulder. And there is a slad charging Egerton.
Darcy, I'm scared. Darcy, I'm scared. What do I do? Oh, go ahead. Okay, I'm going to run.
Roll Defy Danger for running.
That is 7.
Okay, so Egerton takes out in a dead run and clotheslines himself right on a branch, flipping himself up and around the branch and hits the ground for 3 hit points of damage, but the slad is so taken by surprise, they charge right past Egerton into the forest, off the trail. Ow. Egerton is now dazed on the ground.
Okay, so when I see that the slad has chomped down on Blatt's shoulder, I believe, I pick up the large stick that Egerton dropped, and I run over and I say, "Get off him!" And I take a whack at her back.
Okay, roll hack and slash.
Is that just 2?
Yeah, 2d6.
That's a 4.
Okay, so you do. You connect. You're beating at the back of Glitha, and Glitha's just sort of ignoring you.
I don't eat him!
Let go of him!
The sticks! We'll travel by sticks! I don't mind anymore!
He has spoken. Do you all concur?
Yes!
I guess so.
Then please kneel and put your hands behind your head.
I'll have you know I was trying to spare you from the bazooka shell, but I see now that was a mistake.
Glitha bows to you.
Oh, the chosen one, thank you for the battle.
And backs away.
This is a very strange form of worship that's going on here.
It's tough love.
I jog back over out of breath and a little dazed.
That was a good shot, my friend. I feel like there's far too much sugar in my system, but there's too many of them. Just kneel down and put your hands over your head.
It's the beginning of the middle of the end of time and other bothers.
Hey, Sean here. All right, this week I want to introduce all of you to a very special actual play podcast with some of the sweetest people ever, and I've totally fallen in love with it. 4 friends come together for adventure and to play D&D, and they don't let the fact that 2 of them have moved to the other side of the world stop them. I just love this show so much, and I look forward to it every week in my feed. Search for Dungeons & Dragons anywhere you listen to podcasts. That's Dungeons, spelled D-U-M-B, Dungeons, or visit dumbdragons.com. That's dumbdragons.com.
Thanks for supporting the Fable and Folly Network. Here's another show we know you'll love.
Hey, we're the Looters.
Hey!
What's up?
Looters is a sci-fi western actual play podcast using the Stars Without Number system.
We're a group of friends getting into trouble all over the universe.
So come with us if you're into adventure.
A rocket flies out of one of these ships far behind you and crashes into the wall and blows up.
There's rockets?
It's Mario Kart.
Crazy.
Intrigue.
Can I hack into the body and maybe see if they have, like, a memory data bank in their brain or some shit like that that I can access?
That'll literally.
Devastating physical injury.
Just take cover.
Okay. She's a good pilot, everyone. Very good. She's very good.
And friendship.
Aww. New episodes of Looters out every Tuesday, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi. I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country, like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network.
Selim wants to be in charge.
Okay, everyone, just move that over 3.
I said 3 feet!
Selim thinks she can do what she wants with the slot.
Oh, aren't you a pretty little thing?
Selim wants to be in charge of your life.
Oh, no, it's fine. You can all just
die now!
But there's another opportunity. Loxin. You can follow Loxin using the hashtag OtherBothers. You can throw your support behind Loxin at patreon.com/AlbaSalix. And you can rate and review Loxin's policy on iTunes by searching for Other Bothers. Say no to the rule of Selene.
Cheesecake.
Say yes to Loxin.
Say yes to cheesecake.
Paid for by the committee to elect Loxin.
That was amazing. Okay, so what happened next?
Well, I don't think that I maybe hit the tree that hard, but, you know, sure, I let Blatt and Darcy take the lead on that one. So anyway, skipping ahead, I'll talk with you later about fixing some of this stuff.
Oh, okay.
So later on, we were being carried. It was a little uncomfortable. It was a little hot, but, you know, that's
well, how... Well, no, what does it mean, like, you were carried? What do you mean carried?
Oh, they came out and they had these chairs on poles that we sat down in.
Oh, like
and,
kings?
Yes, because they respected us for being so brave and powerful.
Wow.
I thought they were going to eat us.
Well, yes, because you're confused, Blatt, old friend.
No. One ate my metal tube, and then I thought she was going to eat me. I was especially worried for poor Darvin. Oh, they were gonna eat Darvin.
Yes, and it would have been a sad loss to our party, but that wasn't her day.
Her day?
Anyway... We moved along at a good clip and got to the temple. And that is where my oratory skills that I am so well known for really came out.
We are far above the forest and we see a giant tree rising up in the distance. It is like a city coming out of the forest. It must be 250 feet tall and flocks of birds in the thousands. launch themselves off of sections and circle around and land in others. And down far beneath us, we see a group of slad, all robed, carrying a makeshift set of thrones on sticks, and riding on those in the lead is Egerton, next is Blatt, and in the third is Darcy. As they approach the clearing at the base of this giant tree, the slad all set down the sticks with the chairs on them and bow before the three adventurers.
I wish I'd known this was what they meant by putting us on poles. That wasn't so bad.
I did think we were going to be tied to a pole and then placed over an open fire. You know, for eating.
Well, sure. Who wouldn't have thought that?
Yes, absolutely.
Well, I guess they just recognized how important I am and decided to go through with it. Now, everyone stand back. I'm going to use a little bit of my PR charm to convince them to help us find Idris.
Oh, please don't.
We found so far that when it comes to the talky talk, you should be spending more time filling your gob with fairy cakes. Again, thank you very much for that fairy cake save from earlier, but I don't know if this is the best idea.
One of them raises from the supine position
and says, "What can we do for you?"
Slod, thank you for bringing us to this majestic place on this noble quest of ours to find Idris. If you would please regale us with the lore you have learned of Idris so we can go forth and rescue all of time, it would be much appreciated. Thank you. You are now in awe.
Well, this is going to go well.
Idris is the fourth prophet.
The fourth prophet?
False prophet.
Oh, the false prophet.
Oh, that's not... Okay. So maybe we could speak with Idris, the true prophet, her sister.
They all, like, look a little horrified.
Oh, yeah, that's... So, yes, that is what I said. And I think maybe it would be best if Darcy, and I kind of start shuffling behind her, you were to take the lead in this case now. I have prepared the crowd for you. I've warmed them up. And they're all yours to go. And I'm going to be over here. And, oh, look, there's some flowers over there.
Thanks, Egerton.
And I wander off to look at the flowers.
So, hey!
One of them immediately stops you.
Oh.
Like, holds up one of their staffs, blocking your path.
Okay, I'll stay here.
Don't touch the flowers.
They are particular about their geraniums.
Are you done insulting us?
No, we didn't mean to insult you. What
was it, the geranium thing?
The false prophet!
The false prophet, yes. We believe that Idris is a false prophet. Could we speak to Idris anyway?
Why?
Darcy here went to college with her.
Yes. She may speak with the false prophet. Come with us.
And that, my dear Egerton, is how you orate.
So because we were roomies, we get to go talk to her?
Well, who would turn down that particular request?
I don't know. A group of robed amphibians who tried to eat your head off?
Who still appreciates that the friends that one has early in life are the most important.
Oh, boy.
Are you coming?
Yes, let's go. Oh, yes.
Okay, so the slod warriors lead you forward, and there is a giant opening in this tree that must be 80, 90 feet tall. And inside, the tree is not really hollow, but carved out into a variety of passageways, but not doesn't look like it was ever carved by tools. It's as if it was naturally formed this way. And they're leading you through a maze of corridors and then into a room that makes the corridors you've been traveling in look tiny. It is most of the tree. It's the heart chamber in the tree. And there are pews lining most of the back of the room as where you're entering from, and then it's open up to a giant altar. And in front of the altar is standing what appears to be a woman in full plate mail with the crest of the moon, the same crest that you see on the Slaad demon warriors that are escorting you in. But she's some distance away. This room is massive. And there are a few people in Slaad that are on the pews. And they stop when you stop, the Slaad warriors that are escorting you.
So, go say hi to your old friend.
So I start down the middle aisle towards.
Okay, they separate and allow you to approach.
Tentatively. And as I reach the front of the room.
So that's sort of the center, yeah.
You'll
be the front, yeah.
Don't really know how to approach this woman, so I kind of sort of bow my head a little bit, but in a really awkward way. Like, maybe sort of I'm being a supplicant, but not doing it very well.
Who are you? What do you want?
Are you Idris?
You sense 1,000 bodies, it feels like, in this room, all stiffen and weapons start to be drawn. You might want to reword that question.
Hey, so who are you?
Better. You may call me High Priestess.
Okay. And this is your tree?
It is now.
Hmm. And these are your people?
You mean my warriors? She smiles and looks out, and they all sort of relax a little. Yes, these are the Wardens of the New Moon. We are returning this temple to its rightful beginnings.
Ah. So if there had been a wrongful beginning person here, just as a matter of interest, what would have happened to that obviously wrongful person?
You're speaking of the false prophet.
Of course, the yes. False prophet.
She is being entertained.
Oh, well, that doesn't sound so bad.
I'm sure it's bad, Blatt.
Yeah. Oh, are you approaching too?
Just sort of stuck my head in for a moment.
The priestess literally reaches out and just pushes you to the side, Darcy.
What
have we here?
The story of my life.
Hello. We were just trying to talk to that false prophet. We're from an organization that's...
Yes, that's enough. She's scanning the room. Who brought Faf up here now? See one of the demon slides scurrying forward.
Yes, High Priestess.
Who is this?
The Chosen One, Priestess.
Again, I don't know what I'm chosen for.
Very good. Yes. I'm sorry. And she turns back to you, Darcy. What can I help you with, darling?
So why so much interest in my friend Blatt? He seems to really get a rise out of you and your compatriots here.
He is demon-born, as we are.
Ah, well then, Blatt, old buddy, maybe you should come up here and do some of the talking. Really, yeah. Blatt's the one who needs the favor.
Excuse me, everyone. Is there a restroom in the tree? I had a bit of water earlier, and then there's a lot of running, and we were carried, and it was a bouncy trail.
What is speaking right now?
I need to go, and I don't want to be rude, but this is a tree.
What is that?
I figured, you know, if you can't find a restroom, you can
someone
use a tree.
Tell me what that sound
but
is.
But we're inside
Egerton.
The tree, and what?
Get up here.
Oh, hello. I'm looking for a restroom.
Just
I need
look
to...
down.
Oh, sorry.
No, not you.
Oh.
Her.
Oh.
Just look down. That's
a
what that is.
In my temple with the Chosen One.
Yes, I'm just, you know, I can just pick a corner. I'm comfortable doing that. This is a tree. So that's what we used to do, you know, when
she
we couldn't find him.
She points to one of the slides. You, take him. Take him to do his business.
Oh, excellent. Thanks so much.
Now,
and I trot off.
How can I help you? I'm sorry I didn't catch your name.
Darcy.
Darcy. Let me reintroduce myself. I am High Priestess Ithkar, and she bows quite formally. At your service. I believe you were inquiring as to our false prophet.
Yes, we're just interested to know what happened to her.
Well, we are
looking for a new prophet.
So are you holding auditions?
Yes.
And how's that going?
Not good.
I see. So you yourself do not consider yourself a prophet or a potential prophet?
Some of us are called to higher callings.
Oh, okay.
It's not that we're not worthy.
Right, so I've touched a nerve here. So hey, here's a little question. Why does everyone keep calling Blatt the chosen one?
I doubt he is the chosen one.
Yeah, Blatt, I doubt it.
I never said I was the chosen one. My good woman, you're looking for a new prophet, and that's all well and good. We're in the market for an old one. So perhaps if you could just point us in the general direction where the old prophet was banished to, we'll get out of your tree and I'll remove the fairy from what he's probably doing, which is messing up your restroom.
Very well. And she steps back, and the altar, as she steps back, the altar, it's massive. It's made out of wood, starts to pull back, basically exposing a beautiful set of ornate stairs that are going down.
She is in the inner sanctum. You are welcome to visit her. The false prophet.
Hey, guys, you have got to check out the bathrooms in this place. It's like these little
and
knots in the tree.
When one of the slad shoves Darcy. Darcy, roll Defy Danger.
7.
And Darcy goes stumbling down the stairs, but manages to grab one thing as she falls. What do you grab?
I grab a tree root that's coming through the staircase.
Okay.
And so Darcy is left hanging halfway down the stairs, clinging to this branch. As the altar begins to close above her, she scrambles up the stairs madly, trying to reach the rest of the party, but the altar closes. And Darcy is left alone at the top of the stairs in the dark.
The End of Time at Other Bothers, an improvised fantasy role-playing game set in the world of Alba Salix. Your game master is Sean Howard, with Michael Howie as Egerton, Marisa King as Darcy, and Carter Siddle as Blatt. Dialogue editing and transcription by Michael Howie. Additional material and sound design by Eli McElvey. Story consultant, Laura Packer. Game consultant, Stephen Smith. Join us on Patreon for weekly bonus material, access to our Discord server, and lots more. You'll find it all at otherbothers.com.
I'm looking at my... No, at first I was looking at my notes. I'm going, Darvin, who the f*** is Darvin?
I knew who it was immediately.
I had no idea.
If I threw in the hint, Darvin wore clothes that were too big for him. Like, yep, got nothing.
I thought you were trying to create a character.
No memory whatsoever of Darcy. None.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Oh, hey, friends, it's me, your Dungeon Master, Russ Moore. You don't know me, but I'm going to introduce you to Dungeons & Dragons, where I play D&D with my friends, and they're going to become your friends, because
you're going to love us so much. I mean, maybe you won't love us, but we'll love you.
Let me give you a taste of the show in 42 seconds. Let's go!
You must have a flask?
He's got a satchel.
That's the most disappointed way I've ever heard anyone say the word satchel.
Cost. How much is a donkey cost?
Russ, how much is a donkey cost?
The question everyone wants to know.
For 1 hour.
It's concentration, so if you do another concentration spell...
It's abjuration, you doink.
It's concentration.
I mean, that sounds like exactly the sort of person you should probably tell your friends about. The kind that are there and say, like, weird, mysterious things and then just disappear?
Yeah, that's why I'm telling you.
Okay.
Also, he had 3 eyes.
Oh!
We're having this rager. I mean, Lich Astley and the Magic Missiles is going to be playing later tonight.
Is he ever going to give you up?
Never going to give you up. Never going to let you down. Orcus is going to rule all and he won't desert you. What else do I need to tell you? We're Dungeons & Dragons. You can find us anywhere you listen to podcasts or at dumbdragons.com. We can't wait to adventure with you.